Local gun advocates are speaking out against an attempt by lawmakers to stop a Texas group from releasing downloadable blueprints for 3D printing guns. Defense Distributed is currently blocked by a temporary injunction while a more permanent solution is drawn up by legislators. That's a move that the Connecticut Citizens Defense League sees as unconstitutional. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports.
For Scott Wilson of the Connecticut Citizens Defense League, new 3D gun legislation represents another attack by politicians in favor of increased gun control.
We still have laws on the books to protect people, and I think this is an issue that is essentially a wedge type of issue that are being created by proponents of gun control to try to drive a stake through the heart of legislators that do support Second Amendment rights.
CCDL recently withdrew support from GOP Attorney General candidate Sue Hatfield after she said President Trump should put a nationwide ban on 3D printed guns. But Wilson says it wasn't Hatfield's stated opposition to 3D gun printing that drew his organization's ire. It was her pronouncement that she'd revive legislation in the Connecticut General Assembly that would regulate ghost guns.
Right now it is legal federally and in Connecticut under Connecticut law to manufacture your own firearm for personal use. So I think there's a lot of crossover confusion about what is a ghost gun and what is a 3D printed gun. And I think in the minds of many that they're actually the same types of firearms.
Connecticut's current Attorney General, George Jepson, chimed in on the attempt to block the blueprint release when he announced in July that the state was joining several others in a lawsuit against the federal government. As for ghost guns, that's likely to be an issue bandied about in the run-up to next week's primary elections. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.